start? Nobody?
I like the way this is going.
Sir Paul, just overall thoughts on the game. And
good first, good third. Didn't like the second.
How do you make sense of that second? It looked like they seemed to really be coming after you.
They're good at some things. Chaos and speed. When they get rolling around the outside, their back end gets so active that it's really difficult. And then we tried to do everything standing still. And that's how their tying goal went in. So we had to get used to, you know, trying to hold on to things and get back to skating. And we did. We got back to skating probably the last 5 minutes of the second and into the third.
No one likes injuries, but it seems like this team seems to benefit from guys getting, you know, more opportunities. Adam Lowry is one of those guys. What have you seen from him tonight and kind of his progression the last couple of games?
Yeah, that was as much to do with the matchup than anything else. We wanted to have little out against Spez as much as possible, which meant Lowry's line was going to get more off face-offs and off whistles, and he did a really good job with that. We need a game like that out of him, out of Mark. And I thought Brian's line was very good throughout.
Did Hutchinson look more comfortable in net to you today?
Oh, man, I don't know how he could have. Did everything to keep him on edge. Yeah, he hasn't looked a whole lot different for me. He really hasn't in most of his games. He prepares the same way and made some real big saves. And you can kind of tell that game got away from us in the second period, but he looked right.
Will he be your starting goaltender on the
season? Oh, you know it's too early for that. Sarah, come on. You ask me tomorrow, I'm going to say it's too early for that, but you're going to let him enjoy this one, get his gear off first.
So who will be your starting goal? No.
Yeah.
Adam Lowry was just talking about the importance of not only being physical and doing the things that that line does, but adding some offense. And how important is that? Do you speak differently to guys saying we need something more from you at this time of the year? Or?
Not directly in terms of tonight's game. We're looking for full value of the experience for Adam Lowry right now. We want him to take important face-offs. And he's a really smart pro. So he understands that, as you know, we've got two of our top six out of the lineup. We're going to need offense from all the different lines. And he picks up on that. I thought his intensity level was as high tonight as it's been in quite some time. And that's what I believe is, anyway, a direct understanding that he has of the situation that he's in. Huge game. And we've got guys injured. So you want your young guys feeling a sense of responsibility that they need to be a key contributor in the game tonight, and he was.
Him and Michael Hutchinson, I would presume, even though it's still their first year, that they're not rookies anymore. You're going to count on them to do a lot more down these last 20 games?
For Adam, I think that took place a while ago. He started at center, went out to the wing, came back to center, and kind of when he came back to center and we saw what Matthew Perreault was doing, it was decided that he would stay there, and that was the time I stopped. I mean, I don't treat him in terms of the matchup while he's younger, so I'm not going to put him out there. There's a line that he needs to be able to play against, and he gets that opportunity.
As much as you didn't like that second period, you did only give up one goal and went ahead right away afterwards. Is there something to be said about this team's ability this year that when it's not playing its best, it's able to sometimes make it through or at least stay competitive in the game?
And what I'm most hopeful is that they have an understanding of why it's happening, of what it is that's going on the ice that's keeping us from being our best. We just stopped skating, and it's all part of that process that you have to learn, where we're holding on to a game that there's far too much meat on the bone there to be holding on to that one. We had to get back to skating, just to playing, and then once we got skating, we were fine.
So was it a fluke that you guys made it through that period only giving up one, or is there something more at play?
It's the National Hockey League, you know, and nobody checks scoreboards, but Edmonton went in and beat Minnesota in Minnesota, right? So nothing for granted. Everything is hard in this league. They do some things very, very well, and they have all year. They transition the puck, and when they go to offense, when they – the cheat's not the right word, because they'll come underneath the puck with speed. But when they go forward with less concern about the result defensively, they're very hard to handle. So they were full-on good in that second period. We didn't let it happen. We couldn't catch them. And then we did things to make it worse, identified them, and got better.
How'd you like Frolik on that line tonight?
I really liked them right from the start. And not, you know, he scored a goal, but I thought that they came out and had jump that we didn't have in Toronto. That line had some real good jump, Ladd and Little as well.